This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Iraq today, a series of apparently coordinated attacks by insurgents has left scores dead in several cities in the Sunni Triangle around Baghdad. There were attacks in Ramadi and Bakuba, where two U.S. soldiers were killed. Heavy fighting was reported in Fallujah. To the north, several explosions rocked the major city of Mosul. At least one American was killed there. The attacks come less than a week before the transfer of sovereignty in Iraq. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad, and she joins me now. Deb, is there any doubt that this upsurge in violence is linked to the June 30th handover?
Well, Renee, you can also add Baghdad. There are reports that four Iraqi policemen were killed in an explosion. And U.S. military officials do say that this looks like a coordinated attack. It all happened at dawn in five cities. They say it's the opening campaign in the run-up to the handover of sovereignty. Renee, it's also a media war. What Arab satellite television showed today was fighters in black T-shirts and black jeans with yellow headbands that said that they were loyal to a known terrorist group in the country. And they only have to take a police station. They do not have to hold it for propaganda value, which is what they did this morning. They also handed out leaflets that said the flesh of collaborators is tastier than that of Americans, which is a direct threat to anybody who works for the U.S.-led coalition. But in Bakuba, where the fighting was particularly heavy, U.S. officials said that the Iraqi National Guard did stand and fight along with the Americans.
Why are these particular cities the targets?
This is the Sunni heartland. It's been a troublesome place since the beginning of the occupation. All of these towns have had minor troubles, in particular Bakuba. There's been a running battle in a small town outside of Bakuba between militants and the U.S. military. Unlike the South, the Sunnis, this is a minority in the country. Some of them are supporters of Saddam. Some of them are religious militants. And also in the town of Fallujah, which is under ceasefire and all Iraqi forces protecting it there are known terrorists who are operating in that town. One Iraqi official yesterday said to me, this is Iraq's Afghanistan. And what he meant is it's a terrorist training camp.
The U.S. launched an air assault on a suspected militant hideout in Fallujah earlier this week. So what is the situation there now?
There was fighting again today. Reports from Fallujah say that there were U.S. Planes and helicopters engaging fighters in the streets. This is the third major event there. It wasn't as heavy as in Bakuba, and it's not altogether clear if it was a part of this five-city coordination. But certainly there, the fighting in Fallujah has been escalating day by day.
And the U.S. military, what is it saying about this increase in attacks?
It's not unexpected. I think almost everyone here, including Iraqi officials, have been expecting the violence to increase. There's plenty of warnings that will happen, certainly in Baghdad and around the country. Yesterday, you saw Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, a known terrorist here, threatened the prime minister himself in a very public way, said that he wanted to kill the Iraqi prime minister. So you are having open warfare, both on the media and in words and on the ground, between these insurgents and the forces who are here to have the handover of what they all call the new Iraq.
Deb, thanks very much. NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.